Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
The average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate conforming mortgage loan has soared to 7.31%. That means borrowing costs are now at the highest level in 23 years, which has caused the demand for purchases to plunge to the lowest level in 28 years. In fact, mortgage purchase applications are 30% lower than they were 1 year ago. And applications to refinance an existing loan have cratered by 35% from the year ago period. An all-time record high bubble in real estate prices, combined with a absolute surge in mortgage rates, is a bad omen for this economically crucial sector of the economy. Now, what do you think the ever-loving response from Wall Street will be to fix the dysfunctional and frozen real estate market? Well, if you thought it would be to allow home prices to fall to a level that can be supported by the free market, you would be wrong. In an absolutely dramatic illustration that we have learned nothing from the previous collapse of the housing bubble and Great Recession circa 2008, the leading real estate marketplace company, Zillow, has launched a new program to help people buy a home who have no business taking out a mortgage in the first place. The real estate company's loan division is offering mortgages with a 1% down payment. I did not misspeak. It's a 1% down payment. Zillow Home Loans senior macroeconomist Orfe Divinugai had this to say about the program for his company. Quote, "For those who can afford higher rent payments, but have been held back by the upfront costs associated with homeownership, down payment assistance can help to lower the barrier to entry and make the dream of owning a home a reality," close quote. Isn't that so sweet? According to Zillow, this program will reduce the need. They call it the upfront costs, those pesky costs. This program will reduce the need for potential home buyers to go through the hassle of saving for a down payment. What an inconvenience. Isn't that so special and nice? Now, the cherry on top of this poop sundae is that the eligible credit score to buy a home with just a 1% equity stake is 620. A home buyer with a 620 credit score is, by the way, if you didn't know, a subprime borrower. The conclusion is as clear as it is sad. Our government and financial systems have set the economy up for another collapse of the real estate market. The Fed's QE and ZERP, zero interest rate policies, which were in place for 11 of the past 15 years, has caused the home price to income ratio to soar to a record high. Yes, home prices are now far above the previous record set in 2006, both in nominal terms and in relation to incomes. Of course, Wall Street is doing its very best to keep the bubble inflating by offering mortgages to people, which will ensure that they have no skin in the game. This sets us up for the jingle mail phenomenon to reoccur, where homeowners who are left with a much bigger mortgage than the home is worth will simply mail their keys back to the bank. Thanks to Zillow, it will take just a 1% drop in home prices to wipe away all of the equity in the homeowner. What could go wrong with that scenario? According to the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index, the real estate bubble is still expanding. Home prices rose again in June, marking the fifth successive month of gains. I want to make just one more point on the housing market. The number of potential homes that could be soon for sale is huge. This is because 25% of all single-family homes that were purchased over the last few years post-pandemic were done so by investors. These homes have skyrocketed in price by 43% nationally in the past 2 years. This means many investors are sitting on a massive increase in perceived property appreciation. When the recession arrives, and it is coming, and the unemployment rate rises, rental incomes will dry up and prices will begin to fall. That could lead to a tidal wave of new listings as these investors seek to cash out of an asset that is now falling in price instead of rapidly rising in price and is no longer generating that safe level of income. Okay, turning to the economy. Is it really any wonder why consumers feel sick? Consumer confidence in August fell to 106.1 versus 117 in July. The reason is inflation is crushing consumers' purchasing power. And they are also feeling less confident about the security of their job. After all, if the economy and consumers were really as strong as the mainstream financial media wanted you to believe, then why is the retail sector performing so badly? Foot Locker and Dick's Sporting Goods both tell a tale of a consumer that is under increasing pressure. Foot Locker's shares plunged 30% on their earnings announcement last week that included a drop of sales of 9.9% due to what the company says is, quote, consumer softness. Dick's Sporting Goods shares tumbled 25% on its earnings release last week as its profits dropped 23%. Here is what the company had to say, quote, organized retail crime and theft in general is an increasingly serious issue impacting many retailers. Based on the results from our most recent physical inventory cycle, the impact of theft on our shrink was meaningful to both our Q2 results and our go-forward expectations for the balance of the year, close quote. The consumer angst is happening before student loan repayments resume in October and the excess pandemic stimulus savings runs dry in Q4. Consumers are feeling compelled to taking on debt to offset rising inflation, and in a growing number of instances, have resorted to theft to make up for the fall in real incomes. I'm not just cherry picking a couple of bad retailers like Dick's and Foot Locker. Sure, there have been some very good retail earnings reports of late, but the overall retail sector is in terrible condition. This important consumer barometer, as measured by the Spider S&P Retail ETF, known as XRT, symbol XRT, is down 32% since the start of 2022. 32% drop. Only almost a third of its value is wiped out. If the consumer and the economy were really doing great, would one third of the entire retail sector's value be wiped out? I don't think so. That doesn't make any sense, does it? So sorry to inform the Atlanta Fed of this, but the economy is just not growing anywhere close to the 5.9% Q3 annualized rate that they project. The truth is tax receipts are falling, corporate profits are shrinking, and aggregate hours worked is virtually unchanged so far this year. That means the economy is most likely static at best in nominal terms, and in real terms is most likely already in contraction. There was a very refreshing and revealing bit of honesty on the part of Fed Chair Jerome Powell found during his Jackson Hole speech last week. He said that the Fed is navigating the direction of interest rates by viewing the stars, which happen to be obscured by clouds. So he can't see the stars. It's very cloudy. That statement should have shuddered Wall Street sycophants who worship the purported omniscience of the Federal Open Market Committee. Now, PPS is by no means omniscient, But at least we have a robust model to determine the rate of change of inflation and GDP growth, as opposed to just stargazing. So let me try to part the clouds for Mr. Powell. The current debt-disabled and asset bubble-impaired U.S. economy is completely unviable. It just doesn't work under a regime of positive real interest rates. Therefore, the U.S. is now heading for a crash landing. However, once the economy slams into the ground, the Fed will most likely continue with its long-held odious practice of monetizing every bubble and collapse of economic contraction away. Hence, it will condemn us to a pathway towards intractable inflation. Therefore, I will leave you with this thought in mind. Sadly, for Mr. Powell, even if he were able to clearly see those stars, he would still be navigating the vessel, the USS economy, into the bottom of the sea.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you are not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.